Thank you for listening to Breakthrough Sermon of the Week. We hope you enjoy this message brought to you by John Crampton. For more podcasts, news, and other events, please visit breakthroughlife.co.za.
Yeah, so as we get into the Word together this morning, it's in the context of what's going on in the nation. You know, we don't just live in a vacuum. It's the way we live our lives. It's impacted and influenced by every different, you know, area. You know, whether it's health, whether it's economy, whether it's relationships, whether it's political, whether it's crime. You know, all these different things, both nationally and internationally. And so we are so impacted by all these different aspects. And our walk with Jesus has to have feet on the ground. You know, yes, we are seated with Him in heavenly places, but our feet are walking on earth, and we need to make sure that the way in which we're living out our faith and the way in which we're expressing our faith to people around about us is in ways that are relatable. And so as we've been, you know, pushing through the events of this last week and checking our own heart responses, you know, it's so important for us to just take a little bit of a pause and say, wow, Lord, what are you showing me? What are you doing in me in this situation? Remember, it's not just everything that's happening out there. It's also what's happening inside here. And of course, it's not only what's happening inside here. It also must be affecting what's happening out there. And so this interaction, if you like, between the inside and the outside, the internal and the external. And so all of these things come together. It's a great time for us to say, Lord, what are you doing inside of me? What are you dealing with inside of me, in my heart and in my mind, my emotions? How do I react and respond to what's happening on the news? How do I react and respond in terms of what's happening with the authorities, with the government? Am I praying for them, or am I just, you know, in a sense, throwing verbal rocks at them? You know, how is it that I'm responding? Am I responding from a place of fear, or do I receive what I'm hearing, but then mix it with faith, and the response comes from a position of faith, not fear? Right? So we're not burying our heads in the sand. We're not pretending these things aren't happening. But my initial response is not, oh, it's the end of the world, and everything, you know, is you know, going to be doom and gloom, and it's all over, and oh, you know. No, surely the Lord has got plans that He has for us. Surely He's released prophetic words. So I'm going to transition now and just play you a clip from Richie Stelzer, an evangelist. He was ministering here a couple of years ago and really appreciated the fire that's on his life. And so I reached out to him this last week and said, hey, Richie, you know, is there something that you would like to say to encourage us as believers here as we're going through all of this? And so this is what he had to say.
South African brothers and sisters in Christ, I just want to encourage you. You are a light. You are a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. Lord, I thank you for my South African brothers and sisters who are alive for such a time as this. Even though deep darkness is covering the earth and your nation right now, I want you to know that the glory of the Lord is arising upon you as people are grasping for hope. All around, you are the hope dealers. You are the one that no matter what comes, that Romans 8, no matter what comes at you, nothing can be against you if Jesus is for you. Jesus is for you, and He works all things out for good. Father, I pray for the power to be witnesses, even as your word said, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses. Lord, stretch out your hands and do miracles and signs and wonders. through your servants in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that his name would be glorified through them. Right now, Father, I'm asking for fresh fire on my South African brothers and sisters. You have a destiny to lead in the nations for the miraculous. I believe, and I've been telling people ever since I've been multiple times to your beautiful nation, that there's an anointing to be picked up in the land for miracles. Now is your time. Step into who you are. You're created to demonstrate the nature of God through the miraculous power of God and understanding his character. So, Father, I thank you for these children who know their Father. As many as received him, he's given the right to become children of God. May you understand you've not been given a spirit of bondage again to fear, but of adoption by whom you cry out, Abba, Father. Bless you.
Wow. Such fire. I mean, you can just feel that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that encouragement. Thank you for that impartation of fire. And so we stand in that. And thank you, Lord, that we have been called for such a time as this, that there is a time for the church to arise and to make a difference. Yay. Oh, so, so good. Yeah. And yeah, I just couldn't resist because, you know, he was referencing Romans chapter 8. And, you know, we've been just camped there for the last couple of weeks. And I just had a sense, you know, let's stay in Romans 8. You know, the Lord has still got some more things for us to be strengthened by out of this particular passage of Scripture. As we go there, just one or two thoughts, a couple of statements I want to make. God is on the throne. Come on, South Africa. God is on the throne. God is working. God is busy. God is working. God has spoken great promises over our nation. Great prophetic words. God does not lie. Come on. What God has prophesied, what he's promised, it's not a lie. God's words will be fulfilled. We wait patiently for the fulfillment of God's words. Scripture says, through many hardships, we enter into the kingdom of God. We've been going through weeks of hardships. God's not done yet. Hallelujah. God won't stop doing good to you and to our nation. He won't stop now. How about this one? We were named the Cape of Good Hope for good reason. Come on, let's hold on to hope. God is our hope. He's our strength. He's the one we're going to hold on to. So Romans chapter 8 and verse 28 says, we know that all things work together for good. And God works all things together for good, right? Remember that. So we know that God is working and he's turning things around, and his plans and purposes, his heart for us is that we would experience the goodness of God in the land of the living. So we have confidence and hope that God is going to be doing some good and great things. Romans 8:31, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? And again in verse 37, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And so we know that God is going to give us victory. He's going to be watching over us. He's going to be shielding us and protecting us. He's going to be helping us in this time of rebuilding. Even as there's a cleaning out and there's a cleansing, but there's going to be a rebuilding, there's a repurposing. We're calling things into alignment with the plans and purposes of God. So, God is for us. He's not against us. Let us not latch on to some kind of a victim mentality. Oh, you know, there's nothing we can do and everything's going to the dogs. No, it's not. Yes, there are things we can do. So we can rise up individually in confidence and in hope. And we can stop the spread of negativity and we can be participants and partakers in the viral spreading of hope. Speak a good future over this nation and over the city. So we are more than conquerors. God has given us everything that we need. And that's where we get to verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? God is giving to us everything that we need, all things for life and godliness. God is giving to us. If he's given us the Son, the Father is going to give us everything we need. We have access through Christ to all of the resources of heaven. So when we're praying into situations, whether it be COVID, whether it be crime, violence, corruption, destruction, any of these things, we have access through Jesus to all of the resources of heaven, and we begin to pray on earth as it is in heaven. So what's going on in heaven? There's peace. So we pray and we release peace on the earth. Right? There is no lack, there's no shortage in heaven. So we pray and we release no shortage, food, fuel, any of these things on earth. And so we begin to declare, we pray, we prophesy, and we live from that place of believing that God is going to give to us everything we need. Right? So we don't live with a mentality of lack, but we live with a mentality of abundance, of increase. God is going to supply whatever we need. And God is able to multiply even 5 loaves and 2 fish. He can multiply. So what's in your cupboard right now, right, in the pantry? Just lay hands on it and begin to pray. Lord, let this increase. Let there be more than enough. In fact, when I'm cooking this food, let it increase, not just for one meal, but there's so much left over, there's more for another meal. Not just for us, but even for my neighbor. All right? Here's another thing that we can just strengthen our hearts in. Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword, riots, upheaval, COVID. You add whatever you want to add in there. Will it be able to separate you from the love of Christ? Clearly the answer is no. All right? So we are anchored. We are totally plugged into, rooted, established in the love of Christ. God loves you. And his love is more than enough. So you can rest in peace. You can be secure. God has got this. God has got you. Oh, come on. Let that just like crash into your heart this morning. God's got you. God's got this. His love for you, his fierce and furious, his jealous love. He will not allow the enemy to come and put his fingerprints all over you. God is going to infuse you with his love. Verse 38 says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. His love is so powerful, nothing, absolutely nothing will be able to derail His love that's coming toward you. And His love isn't just, you know, for nice, warm, fuzzy feelings, but His love carries with that, because God is love, carries with it all of, you know, the rest of God in His protection, in His provision, in His strengthening, in His healing. We receive resurrection life that comes to us. Even this physical body is energized by Zoe life. It's that resurrection, abundant, full, invigorating life of God that flows to our bodies. So our physical bodies get energized in a physical way because of the love of God. Oh, come on, I'm preaching myself happier. I know that you are being strengthened. Even the truth of these words are impacting you right where you are right now. There's an energizing in your spirit that's flowing from your spirit, and it's touching and impacting your heart. It's touching your mind. It's causing you to get a reboot in your mind, and you're processing things differently because of the power of Christ's word. He is the living word, and He is alive, and He's releasing life into your body now. Yeah, so we just release that. Anybody who's watching this and you are unwell, in Jesus' name, that Zoe life is just zoom going out to you. Yay. You know, as I kind of bring this to a close, no, it's not just that the love of God is coming to us, but the prayers of God Himself. I mean, this is like mind-blowing, right? God Himself is praying for you. I mean, if God is for you, who can be against you, right? You are more than a conqueror. Why? Because the all-conquering one, Christ, He is interceding for you, right? So verse 34, Christ who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. So Christ, who is God, is praying for us, interceding for us. Yeah? How about that? In verse 26, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. Oh, my word! Christ is interceding, the Spirit is interceding, the Spirit is searching the heart of God, knows the mind of God and the will of God, and so prays into being in our lives the very will and purposes of God. God's perfect plan, His perfect will for our lives, for our nation, all right, for the advance of the kingdom of God, for the spread of the gospel, for light to overcome darkness. We are children of light. We've been adopted into the family. That's why we can cry, Abba, Father. We're being included, adopted. We're in the family. We have got that extra edge and advantage because we are His children. And as we step into His will and as we seek His will, Jesus intercedes, He's praying, and the Spirit is interceding and He's praying. And this amazing coming together of the Father and the Son and the Spirit and us as being in the family, I mean, it's win, 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 and win. Come on. That's why we can stand with hope and confidence individually, as families, as cities, and as a nation, God's will for us, His prophetic declarations, just so, so powerful in this cleanup operation that's taking place. And I believe as we pray into this, it's not just sweeping the streets clean, but it's sweeping through every area of this nation, all right? And so we're seeing corruption being dealt with and it's been swept clean and all of the various institutions. There is a major, major, major shift that's taking place, right? And it's not just in the natural, it's happening also in the spiritual. There have been word after word after word that the Lord is pouring out His Spirit upon our nation in a whole fresh way. And so there have been calls for, you know, to the recognition that there are revival fires that are being lit. Yay! All right? And so we begin to see with the eye of faith what God is doing. Hey, the enemy meant for harm. God turns it around. He doubles back on the enemy. And we get the advance. We get the increase. We get the acceleration. And so look to see the church rise in greater strength and power. Look to see many people, this is harvest time. Look to see many people come to faith during this time. So good. All right. Let me close now with a message from our dear friend, Charles Stock, who is in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And we've mentioned him before. He's been a wonderful just friend of Breakthrough and of Foundation Ministries and ministered here so many times. And we've Lisa and I have been across and spent some time with them in their church and just great heart connection. We love them so much. And so he's sending us this message of encouragement right now.
Hey, good morning or good evening, whenever you're listening to this. It's a real honor. John asked me to share a word of encouragement to all our brothers and sisters in South Africa. And I want to say, first of all, we deeply love you. And when I say we, I mean the American church and our community in specifically. We are praying, we're interceding for you and believing that God will take you through this. And so I know I'm the messenger of hope and joy, and so I want to see if I can release some of that to you. But I do want to recognize the seriousness of the situation there, and that's what's driving us to pray and intercession for you. I know night and day you're not alone. You feel alone when you're surrounded by hostility and chaos, but you're not alone. And so what I'd like to say is this is a really great time to press into the Lord in the Psalms, keep our eyes on that which is eternal and that which is hopeful and that which is always good. And we are created for that. We live in communion with heavenly realities. We carry in ourselves this participation with the eternal and the beautiful, the good, and the true. So that's encouragement. And I want to tell you just some of my own journey. 2020 was a bad year around the world, and God took me deeply into the Psalms before. Even before it happened, I was already in the Psalms. But the Psalms were written and put together for God's people in exile. And they give you permission to pray all kinds of things and to feel all kinds of feelings. And, you know, but they start out with Psalm 1, blessed is the man who's not swept away by the fleeting fashions of the world, but his delight is in the Lord, in the Lord's law, he meditates, and in that there's this amazing joy that's eternal, and that means you will be a tree planted by rivers of water, and that you'll bring forth fruit. And so that's my encouragement, is dwell in the Psalms, dwell in the Scriptures, dwell in the all of these promises and these realities that we contend for with our lives, with our life of faith, with our praying, with our speech, with our declarations, with our intercessions, with our broken hearts. God is with us in all of this. I'd say the lesson from Psalm 23, which we're all familiar with and which you may be identifying with right now, Psalm 23 talks about that the paths of righteousness go through the valley of the shadow of death, and the gift of that valley is his presence, that we learn he's with us, not just in the good, but in the bad, and that he gives us authority, his rod and his staff strengthen us. When we come out of it, our role has changed. God is now our host, and we're, instead of our shepherd, he's now honoring us and spreading a feast before us in the presence of our enemies. And that's a word from the Lord for you, that this will be a season where many of you discover the supernatural and inexplicable favor of God on your life, and that your cup will run over, your heads will be anointed, the feast of the Lord will be before you, and you will testify, goodness and mercy are running after me. So this is the word of the Lord. I know this is a time to dwell in the Beatitudes, you know, that and we need to believe that the promises of God are coming to pass, and our lives are lived as lives contending for the reality of those promises, bringing the reality of eternity into time and space. And so we love you guys. We're praying for you. And my prayer specifically is that the God of hope would fill you with all peace and joy in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you would overflow with hope and be fountains of life for whatever comes out of this season, that it won't be going back to how it was before, but it will actually be something far, far better. I just pray the peace of God, the presence of God, the awareness of his nearness, and ears to hear what the Lord is saying to you in every day and every moment. God bless you, Breakthrough Community. God bless you, John and Lisa. God bless all the network, and God bless the Republic of South Africa. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Wow, we just receive that as a blessing. Mm. Yeah, receive that. We honor those words, and we say thank you, Lord, for this deep encouragement from so many people.
Yeah.
And thank you, Lord, that you are causing your church to stand and to stand strong. And again, this message that's come through that we are not alone, and that God, your plans and purposes will be established. And thank you, Lord, the promise of Psalm 23. And, you know, surely goodness and mercy will follow all the days of our lives.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So good.